Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
Well, this is your opportunity to come on here and ask us whatever you want to know about whatever it is. And it can be serious. It can be not serious. It can be downright ridiculous. And we sift through the questions that you send us, and we ask. And we also have a few of our own. So, Brad, why don't you kick
it? Yeah, so today is Friday the 13th, and that made me wonder, do you or did you have any superstitions? I know, like, some of you, Annie, you played sports and stuff like that. So did you, Ryan.
Ryan, did
didn't you
that?
Play sports?
I did.
No,
okay,
just...
Yeah. And you played hockey, too, so you have to have superstitions.
You play hockey? You played hockey?
I played roller hockey.
Roller hockey.
With the girls?
No.
Ryan is a roller derby girl. Did you guys know that?
That would be
his
fun.
His name there, also Rockmouth.
Right. Rockmouth. I actually did know a roller derby girl, and she
so
was,
did I.
Was intense.
She wild?
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah, man.
The one I knew drove a school bus and had blue hair.
Yeah, the one I knew, long time ago now, but
she
was...
You don't want to meet a roller derby girl and she looks like me. You want her to drive a school bus and have blue hair.
Blue hair.
Yeah. She had everything that you could see pierced.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense. That tracks.
All right. What was it? What your question was? What was
it's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah.
Did you have any superstitions or do you have any superstitions?
Gosh, I don't think I did.
I didn't.
I don't think I had any that were identifiable. I would be maybe a little superstitious about things like, I'll tell you where I got it more, was when I was golfing. When you're in like matches, and especially when you're high school and stuff, and there's a lot of pressure on you.
Man, chicken dance?
It was just little things that you,
you
do, you know, like little rituals that you do.
Yeah.
It's like when I was shooting a free throw, I would backspin the ball out, dribble, 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 shoot. But it's not superstitious.
That's a rhythm.
Yeah, it's just what I did.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that if I dribbled it twice that I would miss per se. I just did that and shot.
It's just every little thing, and I've grown out of it now. And maybe it's because there's not as much pressure on these things, really. Don't care as much.
Talk about how you don't change your underwear for the show.
No, thank you. I'm not going to talk. I told you I didn't want to talk about that.
But I did. thought maybe the peer pressure would get you to change your
underwear. No, peer pressure doesn't work on me anymore.
That's why our shows have been so great these days.
I was going here was that back then, I would... There were even little things, Brad, you know, like, okay, I get a little bit of mud on my ball. Should I leave that there because it'll make it fly a little bit, like... Just little things.
No, you clean it off.
I know that specific question
that
is a bad one.
Specific. Were you superstitious?
Yeah. Yeah, there are certain things that I wouldn't do prior to a game. Like, if I knew I had a game that day, I wouldn't eat right before a game. And if the game didn't start until 8 o'clock, if I got off work or whatever, I wasn't going to eat until after the game.
Right.
I always made sure that, like, whenever I went up to bat, I would adjust my gloves right before I went in. Left one foot out, didn't step in until
Did it work?
Yes, it worked. I always played better when I did it right, and if I ate before I played, I always felt like I wasn't going to throw up. But but I always got better hits whenever I would follow my batting routine.
Well, this is something everybody wants to know. Bobo, who sends us about 30 questions, and we usually use most of them. Ryan, if you had to replace your hands with kitchen utensils, what would you pick?
Well, I think the obvious one is scissor hands, but I'm going to go with beater hands.
That like actually move, not the ones that you'd have to crank with the other hand, which would just be so disappointing.
No. We got to use the regular ones because otherwise you're getting into like Wolverine territory. You got to have a lot of apparatus going. I just want the regular ones where you can walk around just kind of like swirling.
I don't want scissors. Spatulas.
Yeah.
You can slap people. Slap it.
Spatula right. Hands. Yeah.
I don't want anything sharp.
I don't really want to replace my hands.
Well, it's the only
thing. All right, you have to replace them.
Brad?
I was going to say a cleaver and a fork.
Good night.
But you might hurt yourself.
Yes. I might, but then I might not.
Well, next question. Bobo, you're fired. So am I for asking it.
Yeah.
Ryan?
If you go on a vacation to somebody somewhere you've never been, do you go on a tour, or do you see it all yourself?
If I'm going somewhere I've never been before,
mm-hmm.
do I go on a tour?
Yeah.
I have a good example for this story. When we went in 2019 to New York City for the first time, my husband went, and Katie, our producer at the time, went, and none of us had ever been to New York City before. And we had, I think, 3 nights, 4 days there. And we said, let's hardcore tourist this as much as we possibly can. Because it wasn't a whole lot of time. And I don't think that you can discover the intricacies, specifically of a place as big as New York City, on your own without making mistakes that we didn't have time for.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just do the double-decker bus tour. Let's go see the Statue of Liberty. Let's go stand in Times Square. Let's look at Broadway. We didn't go see a show. We ate pizza. I think we got a bagel. I mean, it was as touristy as you could possibly get, and I thought that was the right way to do it.
But you did it by doing an official tour.
Tours,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we went on a tour to Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
we went
and they tell you stories and stuff, right? Or
yes.
They at least give you a little background.
I need to know, like, the super 100-level basic story of the city before I can go back and say, I want to know more about the
this
art
thing.
Industry
yeah.
or the sports industry or whatever. What about you, Brad?
I will not do a tour. I am a seat of my pants kind of guy when it comes to going on vacation, even if I haven't been there before. Now, I will do some research beforehand, but I don't like my vacations to be on rails. So I'm very much like, let's see what the day brings kind of guy. So
I think
you can waste time doing that. It depends on how long you have, though.
You can.
Well,
but
you can also freewheel it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm,
like if you see something that, oh, that's cool, you can kind of go off and do that. I asked this question for this reason. I used to do exactly what you're talking about. But the last couple times I've been somewhere, I've taken a tour. And I thought, this was great. This was the best way to do it because it's so efficient. And if you can go on a bad tour where the tour guide doesn't really tell you stories. But if they get a good one that tells you the stories, give you a little history, it's really good.
I'll add into that Washington, D.C. I'd never been to Washington, D.C. before 2024. I went at the beginning of May, I think it was, with my son's 8th grade class, which is just one 3-day long tour. Everything is managed. And I loved that because the tour guide, they have all of this knowledge. If you get, especially one that's experienced, they absorb a lot of knowledge. So I went and did that. But then we went back because my husband had never been before. We went back to watch the Cardinals Nationals series right on July 4th. And so then we just freewheeled everything. But I kind of served as the, I remember the tour guide said this. And I remember, so I kind of replicated the free version of the tour thing for my husband. Now he wants to, is going to go back next year, I assume, with my daughter in her eighth grade class and do the tour thing. But there definitely was much more that I gleaned out of the tour version of Washington, D.C., because it's just saturated with history.
Absolutely.
There's so much there. I want to ask this question. All right, Bobo, redeem yourself. If you could make one, make a minor inconvenience illegal, what would it be? I'll go first. People who stop walking abruptly in the middle of a crowded area.
Ooh, that's a good one.
No, that's a good one. But I unequivocally, undoubtedly, would ban gum chewing forever. Gum should not exist, and if I could find a way to get that in Trump's platform, I would.
Man, I have to agree with him here. The first thing I would like to do is just outlaw. It's not just people stopping in the middle of a crowded area. It's people who have no awareness
yeah.
of anything going on around them at all, at any given time in a crowd. Because there is a way. We've been to parks, theme parks, man. That's a great place to show this. If there is a flow to traffic, and you decide, I think I'm going to stop right here and take a bite of my corn dog.
Or get the thing that the people do is stop and they do something on their phone. Head down,
that,
stop
yes.
in the middle,
yes.
and they're on their phone, and it's like, you can't
yeah.
move to the side.
And grace for people who have kids, who are managing a bunch of people, mm-hmm. and you got to stop for a second, I'm going to make sure I got everybody. That happens. But if you are just selfishly not considering your surroundings, that drives me nuts.
Yeah, that I'm with you on that.
I bet Brad's has something to do with driving.
No, the caveat would be it's almost the exact same thing as Ryan, but walking the opposite direction as the flow of people in the middle of that
like
flow.
Like the Europeans?
Oh, man. It was hard in Japan because it's the opposite. So you get so used to going down the
flow.
Right side, and it was you would be going down the left side the whole time.
Yeah, but there's people that like to do that just to inconvenience you or to stir the pot or whatever, and...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I would make that illegal.
Let's take a quick break. We've got some more questions to ask here. Your questions continue to come in. We are monitoring the story that KMOX is reporting on this as well, and we're going to get the details of the press conference regarding the charges that have been filed in the murder of Colin Brown, the hockey player who's driving home from hockey and was gunned down in this ridiculously unsafe city. The report says that 26-year-old Garrett Jordan has been charged with his murder. So we're going to give you the details on that in the 2 o'clock hour when the press conference is over. So stick around for that news information. Very good to find out that they have somebody to charge. We'll find out those details and deliver them to you as we get them. More Ask Us Anything. Next question, next here on the Andy Fry Show.